Senator Josh Hawley calls on House to defund Planned Parenthood after Senate rejects his amendment. By Katherine Hamilton on April 23, 2026. Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, is calling on the House to block taxpayer funding for abortion organizations through reconciliation after the Senate rejected his amendment on Wednesday. Hawley sent a letter to House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, on Thursday afternoon, warning that if a ban on taxpayer funding for abortion providers is not extended, billions in federal dollars could flow to Planned Parenthood, which also has clinics that provide sex change drugs to minors. The current ban on federal funding going to abortion businesses is set to expire on July 4. Hawley's amendment would have allowed Congress to ban Medicaid funds to abortion providers in the future, as long as the legislation does not increase the federal deficit between 2026 and 2035. Hawley told Johnson, "Time is of the essence. If the House fails to act immediately as part of reconciliation, billions of federal dollars will go to Planned Parenthood and other medical providers for hormones, puberty blockers, and irreversible treatments for minor children," Hawley wrote in a letter first obtained by Fox News, calling the possibility unconscionable. Hawley cited a Government Accountability Office (GAO) estimate, which found that Planned Parenthood alone received more than $1.5 billion in Medicare and Medicaid funds between 2019 and 2021. He also pointed to a recent report from Concerned Women for America Legislative Action Committee, CLAC, showing gender-affirming care has increased 40% at Planned Parenthood regional clinics. Planned Parenthood is positioned to supercharge its transgender agenda with taxpayer funding taken from the elderly and those in need, he wrote. The House must take action now to protect America's children. As you work to pass a budget resolution for a new reconciliation bill, it must include a ban on any federal funding for these trans treatment and abortion providers. I urge you to act without delay or hesitation, he concluded. Abortion giant Planned Parenthood's latest annual report shows $832 million in taxpayer funding and 434,450 unborn babies aborted between 2023 to 2024, a record high. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.